Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Empowerment for All. I am your host, Yolanda McTeer. Today is Friday, July 3rd, 2020. This episode of my podcast, I'm going to be discussing Abomination Will Allow You to Get to Your Destination in Your Life. Manipulation will place you in detriment. Life is consistently changing, especially in these prevalent uncertain times. Key factors to make it through are totally depending upon your choices within yourself. Make the right choices that take you higher and not bring you lower. Rising, causing elevation, not only in your mind, but in your discernment to a lot of things that used to anger you. Now you simply ignore them and you keep going. Survival needs to be your everyday affirmation, however you choose to say it, implicated in your daily talk within yourself. I'm going to survive. I'm going to make better choices. I'm not going to look back. I'm not going to be influenced by naysayers. I'm not going to entertain ignorance. I'm not going to be in a toxic relationship. I'm not going to keep company with toxic people. I'm not going to make excuses and keep accepting apologies from well-known narcissists who are true manipulators and trying to hinder me from my destination. I am going to come out of this. I am going to prosper. I am going to be blessed. I am breaking my family's generational curse. I am walking in authority because I trust God. I am blessed because I am God's child. I am equal to anyone of any skin color. I am. That is the key factor that you must begin to manifest each day of your life. And as you apply it, you will begin to see that what you are doing is that you are abominating those things that once used to have control over you. So you say, well, exactly define abomination. What is it? I mean, because I can walk away from anything, but no, abomination, the noun version, is a thing that causes disgust or hatred. Similar words. Outrage, torment, disgrace, hatred. All these things equate back to abomination. You need to abominate and apply abomination to those things because they are stopping you from reaching your destination of happiness in your life. Many of you all are entertaining detriment. Now you may say, well, what is detriment? Detriment is the state of being harmed or damaged, or the plural version, a cause of harm or damage. People, connections, relationships, they're causing you more harm and damage than they're causing you prosperity, peace, and serenity. So in the midst of your life, you have to take authority over your life. Many times people are running. You're running. Let me call my friend. Let me call a counselor. Let me call a psychologist. Let me call a therapist. I just gotta call somebody. I just gotta talk to somebody. Stop it. A lot of times people that you are calling don't have answers for what is buried inside of you. Let me repeat that. Many times, people that you are calling do not have the answers which are actually buried within you, within yourself. I know it's easy if you're single, you don't have kids, you know, if you are married or you have, you know, a companion, they're not nagging you, they're not a narcissist, they're not trying to control you, you can relax. But on the other hand, there's many people in the world, unfortunately, which is very sad, domestic violence, they have children, they're overwhelmed, they've lost their job, they don't have unemployment, the stimulus has neither came to their house or it has ran out due to they had to pay bills and maintain. They've lost their car or their truck. They don't know if they're even going to get another job because the job that they was working went out of business. There's no new jobs coming in because the economy is at an all-time low. The coronavirus is raging again. They're worried every time. My goodness, if my kids go out and me, myself, go out, we can contract this or we go visit our loved ones. We can give it to them or vice versa. All of this, many of you are saying, who has time, Yolanda? Who has time to sit down and search within myself those things that I need to apply abomination to release to get me to my destination? What destination? Let me share this with you. If it takes you just 5 minutes to 10 minutes a day, to begin to apply those affirmations I stated to you earlier, I am worthy, I am blessed, I am going to survive, I am not getting sick, I am free of this toxic relationship, I am a worthy woman, I am a worthy man, I'm not looking at my skin color. For those of you who are ultimate believers, and I know you can contest and agree with me because you know I'm an ultimate believer in God, I am God's child. His word said, I will never, ever, ever be forsaken, nor as I'm his child, I'm righteous, so I will never be seeking bread. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. That's in God's word, and he meant that. So in the midst of chaos, storms, trials, all hell has just broke loose. You have to remind your flesh first, because flesh gets in front of the spirit. Flesh is the navigator oftentimes to your spirit. So this is why it is so important. You have to grasp back your spirit and say, listen, flesh, you in a rush, but a day to God is 1,000 years. Let me slow down. Let me look back over all the things that God has done for me already, how he brought me out of so many previous storms and trials way before the pandemic. And you all know I'm telling the truth. Sit down for 5 minutes, if not 10 minutes max, because you may have a lot of things to do and your household may be very busy. I don't care if you got to close the door and sit in the back, and you got to sit and just relax in the restroom. However you got to relax, find 5 or 10 minutes of your time and just relax and reflect things that God brought you out of when it looked like there was no way out possible. That is a start to allow your spirit to take control of your flesh. So once you get back in your spirit of trusting God and putting your flesh under submission, then abomination to all those detrimental things that are causing you pain, hatred, hurt, injury, loss, harming you or damaging your household, you can begin to release those things and let them go so you can get to the next destination God has for you in your life. My God, that's powerful. If you can get your spirit back under submission to God, this will humble your flesh to stay out of continual mess. Because long as your flesh is navigating your
spirit, this is why manipulation continues to come in and take place and allow detriment to happen continuously in your life. Oftentimes, these are things because we are human. We're in the physical body. We are on a second-to-second, it's 60 seconds in a minute, clock in our life. We are constantly looking at, oh, my goodness, it's 8 a.m. Oh, look, God still ain't paid this bill. Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh, no. I don't know if the kid's going to go back to school, but, oh, I'm not a teacher. I don't know social studies. I don't know math. Oh, my goodness, they won't sit down. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Johnny is just getting on my nerves. He tripping. I think he cheating on me. Oh, what am I going to do? You know, we've been together 3 years. I know. If he cheat on me, I'm going to kill him. Or basically, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to F the girl up or the lady up or whatever age you are. I'm going to just tear things up. Hold it. Your flesh is a mess. Stop it. You have to always, first and foremost, take care of you first, because what's embedded in you becomes an outpour to everything around you. Let me repeat that. Everything embedded in you becomes an outpour to everything around you. So if you've got hurt, anger, disgust, mistrust, you're hurting, you're bruised, you're battered, you're lost, you don't know which way to go, you're experiencing racism, you've lost material things, your children are acting plumb out, all out of character. What you're pouring out is what you're drawing in. So the manipulation of those things going on has taken control of your spirit. So detriment is setting in, and these things are escalating. They're not decreasing. They're increasing. So it is very volatile, especially in this day and time, because none of us, and I do repeat, none of us know how all of this is going to end, but the King of the world, the King of the earth, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end, our Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, cannot control it. Yes, things are going to be spinning in a different direction because right now the whole world is in shock. Our ancestors lived this. We haven't. We actually thought we'd never have to experience what they were exposed to, had to endure, and went through. But God said, let me show you. This was not a story, what your ancestors told you or your grandparents or your older relatives. This is real. So now in the presence of electronics, doing whatever we want to do, going wherever we want to go, money coming from all different ways to acquire it, from working, hustling, twerking, however we choose to make our money. There's so many different avenues that have been open to make money. Well, once upon a time, back in our ancestor days, it was either work. We have become spoiled to the flesh. Hear me clearly. God spoke this to me. He said, tell my people, they have become so spoiled to their flesh, they forgot the spirit. Their spirit needs to be reexamined and be humbled. Because remember, there's so many countries that are in poverty consistently. We are very blessed here in the United States of America. I'm not talking about our leader. That's a whole nother chapter. Like I said before, and I'm going to continue to say it, all we can do is pray for President Trump, because we already see that's something God can only handle, because that's a total mess. But us, ourselves, we can take control of our spirit to humble ourselves, acquire peace, trust only in God, pray consistently and allow the spirit to be humbled where the flesh can now be back under submission. And there will be many people, don't get me wrong, who will say, oh, I'm not ready to do that because they don't believe in God. Guess what? That's their choice. They can continue to walk around for the rest of their life till God calls them home in manipulation and being tormented and continual detriment. That ain't got nothing to do with you. Because oftentimes people who have a limited mind don't want you to grow so you can advance further in time. Hear me clearly. Oftentimes, people with a limited mindset don't want you to grow and know things in life that you can apply that will help you, elevate you, and stretch you to your future because they're not willing to put in the work. Anything acquired successfully takes work. Think about it. Everything that you acquired, whether you hustled for it, whether you worked for it, whether you tricked for it, whether you manipulated for it, whether you lied for it, whether you took it, it took work and planning. You couldn't just get up and just do that. So this is why you need to take the time and plan to get your spirit back under the submission to God. That way your flesh now can be humbled and your spirit can guide you in the right direction. I go out almost every day wearing my protective safety measures. I even go an extra 9 yards. I have gloves on. I play no games. You can see and feel the tension in every ethnicity. And you can see with God having my spirit under submission to him and trusting him and knowing all things work to my good because God is my way maker, my provider, my healer. He's going to never leave me. He's never going to forsake me. He's going to make a way out of no way. He knows the ending of this pandemic before it started, and I know as long as I keep him first and my flesh is under submission and I have applied abomination to all detriments in my life, he's allowing me to go forward to my destination. Look at you like you crazy. When I say, hi, how are you? How you doing? Everybody looking at me like, oh, Lola. No, because my spirit already knows. I ain't got to be nasty with you because you a different ethnicity from me. You've done nothing to me. Did you approach me and attack me? Did you say something nasty to me? Now, don't get it twisted. Six and half a dozen equal the same. If somebody pops off or says something ignorant, you still have to strategize your response. Because as I said last week in my podcast, there has been a releasement of an assassination of evil spirits. There has been a releasement of assassinating evil spirits in this land. And that's what they've come to do, to steal, kill, and destroy God's kingdom. But they cannot do that. And if you know God and you know his word, he created the world. He created Lucifer. So therefore, just like his word said in the Bible, the devil had to go to God before he could even tempt Jesus. The devil had to go to God before he could tempt Job. So the devil had to go to God and say, look at your kingdom. I bet you if I tempt them, I can take control of it. Okay. So God already knows, but God has the final say-so in everything. This is why the devil had to pull away from Jesus, because Jesus was so strong and humbled in his spirit for God, he couldn't be tempted by the devil. The same thing with Job. Job's spirit was so humbled and sold out to God, he could not be tempted by the devil. And I tell anybody, I know I have gone through pure hell before God gave me my harvest season. But what Job went through, oh, thank you, Lord, for sparing me a lot of that. So therefore, I say to you today, believers, and those who want to come on board and become a believer in God, if you humble yourself, allow your spirit to be humbled and give it to God and pray and know it doesn't matter what things look like, how they appear, how storms are raging, material things that you've lost, children acting out, you don't know about tomorrow, you don't have, all of this, surrender. Surrender. Say, God, I surrender my spirit in all that is happening to you. Because God's word says he would fight your battles if you just be still. Lay it at the altar. You don't have to build an altar. Physically, you're laying it at the altar when you tell God, I trust you. I know you have greatness for me. I know you have better for me. I know the companion, whether you're a man or a woman. I know the mate that you have for me is going to be good to me, not abuse me physically, verbally, manipulate me, be a narcissist. I know associations that I'm in with friends are not narcissists, toxic people trying to tear me down, limited mind people lying on me, backstabbing me. God, I know jobs that you have for me. I don't have to endure continuously pain, suffering, racism, hatred, injustice. Because God, I am your child, and greater are you, God, that's in me than everything of mess that's in this world. I hope you've been blessed today on my podcast here at Empowerment for All. I am once again your host, Yolanda McTeer. Do follow me on social media at Twitter, at Y, capital M, lowercase c, capital T as in tango, I-E-R, Instagram, at Sassy Elite Me, SASSYELITEME. I really don't do Facebook, but if you like to go to Facebook, I do post there periodically, especially about new things going on in this uncertain times. Yolanda McTeer. For those of you who would like to purchase my book, The Tragic Times of a Woman, it is available through Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and my website, www.ymcteerempowerment4all.com. Also, if you like to purchase Empowerment for All, Blessed to Survive, the coronavirus t-shirts available in many colors for men, women, and children. Also, there's organic and non-organic tote bags and stickers. Do so through my social media at Twitter and Instagram. Click the link in my bio and go to my t-shirt boutique. Thank you to everyone who's already made purchases. I'm grateful to you. I look forward to you being at peace and knowing God can and he will make changes to help you release abomination in your life for you to get to the next destination he has for you. Let go of all the manipulation that's placing you in continual detriment. Remember that. Abomination will allow you to get to your destination in your life. Manipulation will only continuously place you in detriment. Make survival your everyday affirmation. Example, I am going to survive. I am going to get through this. I am going to reach the next destination in my life. I am going to be free of toxic relationships. I am going to pray daily. I am going to keep my children in prayer. I am believing things are going to change. I am believing God will never leave me or forsake me. Those are just a few things, but whatever you want to implicate it in a positive manner. I'm praying for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Into the next episode, God bless and be encouraged. Stay focused and please keep God first. Here at Empowerment for All, Yolanda McTeer. Goodbye now.